Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Zayin Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding at Gufa at the very, very end of Daf Zayin Amud Rav, last three words. Gufa, Amar Rav, we had just said, Sikei Chalgabe Mavoi Sheish Alechi Ksheira, an unbelievable halacha. When you have a Mavoi, it only has two walls that run along either side. So in Hilcha Shabbos, if you put a Lechi at one end, that counts as having like a third wall on that end for Hilcha Shabbos purposes. In Hilcha Sukkah, a Lechi is not going to be enough. But since that's considered a third wall for Hilcha Shabbos, we allow putting a schach on top of that mavoi and then using that as a sukkah during Shabbos of Sukkot. This is part of the notion of migo. Va'amar Rava, Rava said another din using migo. Sike chalgabe pase biraos ksheira. That in Maseches Erevin there's a halacha that they made for people who are ol regel that they needed to draw water for their animals, and it was difficult to set up mechitzos around every well to be able to draw water out of the well and then carry the water on the side of the well. So they allowed this special kula where you could set up four posts in four corners, and each post was one amma by one amma, and then you were allowed to carry there on Shabbos. Yeah, so since you're allowed to carry there on Shabbos, migo that works for Hilchos Shabbos. If you put schach over that area, that's going to work for Hilchos Sukkah as well. Utsricha, and we need to be told both cases of migo. Diashmin mavoi, if I only would have been told about a mavoi that has a lechi, that's good enough for Sukkos of Shabbos, Shabbos of Sukkos as well. Mishum diikashte defanos ma'al yusa, I would say, yeah, that works because at least you have two real kosher, good, bona fide walls. Aval gabe pasi biros, the lekashte defanos ma'al yusa imalo. But by the pasi biros, you have zero walls. Everything is fake. It's all four posts in the corner. I would think, yeah, that may be a loophole for Shabbos, but we're not going to allow such a loophole for Sukkos. V'yashmin pasi biros dikashem arba defanos. And if you would have told me that it works by Pase Biros, I would say, yeah, because at least nominally you have four walls there, even though none of them are complete walls. But I would think putting Schach over a Mavi, where all you really have is two walls, I would think that definitely does not work. And if we only would have known these two examples of Migo, I would say that, yes, something that works for Hilcha Shabbos is automatically going to work as a wall for Hilcha Sukkah, because Sukkah is more kal than Shabbos. But to take that which works for Sukkah and then apply it to Shabbos and say that it's got to work for Shabbos, which is more chamur, aim alo, I would say we would never do that. So tzricha, that's why Rav has to tell all three dinim of migo. So Rav teaches the notion of migo in three different cases to show that it works, first of all, in both directions, from Shabbos to Sukkah and from Sukkah to Shabbos, and to show that it works even if you don't have any complete walls, and that it works four nominal walls. Good. So then we said, we said in the Mishnah, there's machlok tanaim, that if you have more sunlight than you have shade, then the sukkah is possible. So is that only by the schach, or is that true of the walls as well? Tanu Rabbanan, Tanakama says as follows, chamasa machmas sikuch. It means that if there's more sunlight bathing the sukkah because of the sikuch, then there is shade. Lo machmas tefanos, but it doesn't matter if all the sunlight in the world comes through the walls. Rabbi Yoshi Omer af machmas tefanos. No, we even have this din of chamasim rum silasa when it comes to the walls of the sukkah. So the Gemara explains where Rabbi Yoshi gets this from. Amar Rabbi Yemar bar Shlami Mishmei Da'abai Mait Hamid Rabbi Yoshi Dichsiv Vesakosa al Ha'aron Esa Paroches. Paroches Mechitza, as we've discussed before, the paroches over the Aron is considered to be we've discussed the kapores. Now we're talking about the paroches, a curtain. The curtain that splits between, that divides between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a mechitza. It's in a very literal sense a mechitza. The kokari rachmana, sechacha. And yet we still call it a tzchach. So apparently, whatever the rules are by schach, as far as requiring tzilasam rum mechavasa, those same halachos apply by a mechitza as well, because even mechitzos are sometimes called schach. So that's the great chiddush of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbanan, how who de nechav paporta? The Rabbanan would say, no, the fact that it calls it a schach is to teach me that you should bend over the parochas a little bit toward the roof, it's the mechzi kischach, so that it should look a little bit like it's providing shelter from above as well. Amar Abai, Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yudav, so let's make a main point over there. The main point over there is we have machlokas, whether even the walls need silasim rub mechamasa, because they're called schach also, that no, only the schach needs silasim rub mechamasa. Now the Gemara makes this comment. Amra Baye, Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Elezer, Va'acherim, these eight Tanoim, Kulu Sfirulu Sukkah Diras Keva Binon. They all hold that a sukkah has to be a Diras Keva. Now it's important to realize, Kulu Sfirulu does not mean that they all agree with each other. Meaning they may, their specific applications of the halacha may be completely different from each other, and they may disagree with each other. But the fundamental underlying reasoning of all of them is this general notion that sukkah should be more of a permanent dwelling. Where do we find that all of these tanaim hold something like this? Rebbe, Ditanya, Rebbe Yomer called sukkah shein ra'a ramas ala ramas psula. Rebbe holds the sukkah needs to be 4x4 amos. Why? Because it needs to be substantial. That's a diras keva. Rabbi Yoshia hada'am. Rabbi Yoshia, we just said that even the wall need to be tzlasim rumi chamasa. Sounds like it needs to be substantial. Rabbi Yehuda did tzlan sukkah shigaval lemalam me'asrim amah psula Rabbi the Machshir. The Rabbi Yehuda we see from the first Mishnah that a sukkah higher than 20 amos, Rabbi Yehuda says is kosher. Why? Because a substantial sukkah diras keva. Rabbi Shimon did tanya. Rabbi Shimon, we know that a sukkah needs to be diras keva from the following brisa. Shtayim kelchasan shlish safil tefach. Rabbi Shimon omer shalosh kelchasan revi safil tefach. Like we've already discussed, Rabbi Shimon holds. Or you need four walls of a sukkah, three plus a tefach, not just two plus a tefach. It needs to be more of a substantial dira. Rem Gamliel detanya holds sukkah so brosh agalo brosh asfir. Rem Gamliel posel Rabbi Kiva machshir. Rem Gamliel holds a sukkah that's on top of a wagon or on top of a boat is puzzle because it's not enough of a diras keva. Rabbi Kiva thinks it's fine, but Rem Gamliel holds diras keva. Beishamai detanan mishay rosh of rubus sukkah v'shalchan v'sach habayis beishamai posel beisel machshirin. Beishamai holds if you're in the sukkah, as we've discussed, but your table's in the house, Beishamai holds its puzzle, even though, because according to Beishamai, a sukkah has to hold Rosh of Rubo, Vishulchan, needs to be 7x7 tvach, and less than that would not be okay. Why? Because he needs more of a kvius. Rabbi Eliezer, Ditnano sukkah sukkah min srif, Osha smach la kosel. Rabbi Eliezer, posel fishen la gag v'cham machshirin. If a person makes a sukkah by just taking schach material and making a teepee out of it, you know, without having clearly defined walls and roof, and you know, walls and schach, that's going to be perfectly kosher according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Loza says, no, you need it to have a gag. It needs, I'm sorry, Rabbi Loza says pasul, the Chum say, Rabbi Loza says pasul, right, you need it to have a gag, the Chum say it's perfectly kosher, the Chum say there's nothing wrong with it. So you see, why does Rabbi Loza think it's problematic? Because without a roof, it's not a diras keva. Acherim, and where do we find the shita of Acherim? Detanya Acherim Omrim Sukkah Suyuk Shovach Psula Lefishen Lazavios. They hold that a circular sukkah is possible because it doesn't have corners. People don't live in homes that don't have corners, so it is not a proper dira. So the next discussion is going to be, whoa, a circular sukkah, how do you figure out the minimum size of a circular sukkah? You know, we've discussed 6x6 tvachim, 7x7 tvachim, 4x4 amos. All of that assumes a square. How would one figure out the proper size of a circular sukkah? So, Daf Ches Amud Aleph is a geometry amud, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will, and Ches Amud Beis Lamed, Be'ezras Hashem, we will get there next time. So let's stop here with the main point being that we identify eight different Tanaim who are all motivated by the notion of sukkah having to be a diras keva, and we demonstrate how each one expresses that notion, how each one shows through different halachos that in a certain sense a sukkah needs to be a diras keva. Okay, we'll stop there.